What's up, everybody? This is your boy Zero. Welcome to What Kind of Black Nerdcast Is This? Episode 26. It's been a minute since I introduced everybody. So what is going on? To my left, I have the one and only Black Girl Marvel. What's up?
What's up, everybody? It's your girl La. Thanks for joining us.
And then to my right, calling from
Go fuck yourself.
Calling from who knows where, Chaos. What's going on, Chaos?
What up, Del? I'm in the same bunker that Dick Cheney was in during 9/11, an undisclosed location.
Oh, you in the same one Trump was in too?
Nah, man. I can get into mine. He couldn't get into his. Doorknob's too big.
And the last but not least, but also so important, the one, the only, our DJ, Jay Tesla. What's going on?
What do you do?
I think say the baby after?
Yeah, I think I like your other response. All right, so last week we had a guest. Appreciate our guest. That was Kevin, right? Yeah, that was Kevin. I just want to make sure. Yes. Kevin Russ. What's his Instagram name? Yeah, Kamikaze. There we go.
Kamikaze, yeah. Those are a bunch of nicknames.
Yeah, appreciate him coming to hang out with us and talking and coming up with a dope topic that came out with a dope title for the podcast. That was all me, though. But yeah, let's get started. You know how we do. We're going to run into video games, and a lot of shit has been going on. So, Tesla, what's up?
So we are going to treat it like a sandwich. We're going to have a negative.
Oh, my God. No. We're not doing your stupid-ass sandwich analogy again. Just go
into it. But, the main thing that dropped this week, I'm happy this happened because he should have been off the project. As you all might have known or noticed, on social media there has been the hashtag speaking out, where people are speaking out against physical and mental abuse against them or anyone they know. Unfortunately, this has touched the gaming world as the creative director of Assassin's Creed Valhalla has stepped down due to this. The game is already pretty much in gold, so the game is still going to come out, but he has stepped down. I don't want to go full into the story of why he stepped down. It's just, I'll just say,
he was on some nasty shit. Next.
Yeah.
His allegation.
And as a married man, you shouldn't be doing certain things. This week we had three conferences. Really, we had EA had their conference, which wasn't half bad. It just had nothing there. Like, they showed off Star Wars.
A lot of the games lately.
They showed off Star Wars Squadron, which actually doesn't look half bad. But they left a lot of stuff out. They hyped up both Madden and FIFA, but didn't show anything about them. It didn't happen until after you had to actually look up the gameplay and what the gameplay is about. Speaking of that, UFC 4 is also announced, but that won't be shown until July 11th during the UFC 251 pay-per-view. So you have to wait 2 weeks in order to see that. The one good thing that came out of the EA press conference was we are getting Skate 4. If you do not know, Skate is one of the most popular skateboard games. It had a huge following for Skate 3, so much so that those petitions being signed and GoFundMes to get the developers to notice this petition going on, and they finally got it made. So Skate 4 is coming to next gen, probably next year or 2022. Crystal Dynamics and Marvel had their press conference for the Avengers game.
Mm-hmm. Which is actually really good.
It don't look half bad.
No, that was really good.
Is that officially called A-Day, or is it just called Marvel's Avengers?
It's just called Marvel's Avengers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't look half bad. They show a lot of gameplay off. They show a lot of the Thor gameplay, which I was very happy to see how that was going to work. And they said that one of the villains is MODOK. So they are planning for a long story for this game, which is kind of cool, and how the multiplayer will work and how you don't have to play with other people if you don't want to. it suggests you play with your friends, but you don't have to if you don't want to. And then today we had the announced the it was like 48 minutes of video for Cyberpunk 2077, which got pushed back to November, which I know Ubisoft is so happy about.
Mm-hmm.
They showed off more of the gameplay, and they announced they will be doing more deep dives into the game as well. Finally, they announced that they are doing a anime on Netflix based in the story of Cyberpunk, which is being done by Trigger. If you don't know who Trigger is the same company that did Kill la Kill and Gurren Lagann. And no, it's also being composed. Dope. Yeah, it's also being composed by the lead composer for the Silent Hill series.
Hmm.
So other than that, the only other big thing we had this week was that PS5 is working on backwards compatibility for up to 4,000 games.
4,000 of them things.
I didn't even know there was 4,000 games.
I don't think I, over my lifetime, I played even 1,000 games.
No, I know for sure.
I think
it might be 125 at the most.
That's not the number I keep counting up for certain things, but no, I know it's not that high.
Yeah, like four, like, so, because the original thought was that they were going to do the top 100, but 4,000, that's a lot of games to go back to, especially if they're older systems. If we can get a remaster of, I'll keep saying till the cows come home, a Siphon Filter, I will be happy.
My God, I was just talking about that about 3 or 4 days ago. I uploaded a Facebook memory, and I'm like, if there's any game I need remastered, that's the reason I got my first PlayStation. I love that game.
Oh, we also did get footage of Crash Bandicoot 4.
Yep.
So absolutely. That game looks really good. That looks extremely good. And it's not a remaster. It's a brand new sequel to the game.
Mm-hmm.
It poked fun at itself by saying, hey, haven't you beat him like 7 times? No, only 3. Thought it was more. So that was kind of funny to see them actually poke fun at themselves because of all the remasters they've had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's pretty much it for gaming news. There hasn't been a lot other than that that's coming out. We will get, so on July 11th, there will be a EA UFC.
My birthday.
Yes. July 11th, there will be an EA UFC 4 announcement. And then next day, we will get the Ubisoft press conference as well. There have been rumors of, one last thing, there have been rumors of what the Xbox Series X Lockhart looks like.
You talking about the miniature box?
Yeah, like the thing that looks like a paperweight.
Yeah,
that's what the other one looks like.
I mean, it looks like
a trash can.
Yeah.
The thought is that that system will be $400. No, sorry, not $400. It'll be $200. There's no way that Xbox will be that dumb to make a system $200 and want to push out 4K.
Hold my beer.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what Xbox does. They have been very quiet since Sony pretty much put their balls on the table and said, fuck with me if you want to. So we'll see how Microsoft reacts. I think it's going to be a dud unless they can produce games that are going to be for this year that are exclusive to their system. But we'll see.
Yeah, still sticking to gaming, though. That Avengers gameplay stuff, I watched the entire like half-hour thing they had on IGN's channel.
Yeah.
And I was already going to get the game. They already had my money. But it did answer a lot of the questions I had about what the game was really going to look like outside of that, like, 2 minutes of real gameplay they showed early off. You know, I guess it was early in the story last year, but it really did, like, actually answer some of the questions I had of what it's going to look like, what it's probably going to feel like, what its contemporaries would be. I know one of the guys on IGN said playing with Thor, if you played the most recent God of War game, it feels just like that, because they had one of the combat directors from God of War came on to this game. So if you've played with Kratos and the Leviathan, playing with Thor Mjolnir is going to feel extremely familiar and extremely comfortable, which for me, just really starting to play God of War, it really does make me really want to play that game now. And honestly, Dora was probably going to be like the third character I was probably going to pick to really play through originally, but now hearing that, might be first.
Right, and I want to address something regarding that game that I saw on the live stream for Avengers, the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that has a problem with Kamala Khan being the centralized character of this game because of her race, there's the door.
You can eat a dick.
Right, like
I'll just say it for everybody.
I get why they did that. I get why they put her there because they don't have the full rights to Spider-Man. So if they have the rights, mm-hmm. the full rights to Miles or Peter, he'd be in that position. But Kamala Khan deserves that because she's one of the highest selling books for Marvel. She is a fresh young face, and she is like their new Peter. She is able to reach out to mm-hmm. a whole different demographic of characters, not just people that are Middle Eastern, but people that are looking for a female character. So mm-hmm. I'm perfectly fine with that. And plus, if she's not there, the only woman that's on the team is Black Widow.
Right.
So let's get off that kick of, oh, well, we shouldn't have her there, and she's only there as the minority hire. I don't want to hear that.
I mean, if you're really looking into it, with the way, but because they still don't have the film rights to Spider-Man, they do still have their deal with Sony, but within the next 10 years, Kamala Khan, Ms. Marvel,
is going to be a bigger name as
of the MCU. Yes, I mean, they're going to put her everywhere. I mean, that's one of the facts that Kevin Feige kept her out of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Inhumans movie. He wanted no mention to her, even though her origin is tied specifically to the Inhumans, is because that's their next young, that's the one, your kid that's 9 or 10 years old, that's who they're going to be dressing up in Halloween at 2026 and 2027. Like, that's the new young person that you can build up for the next 10 years. So that's incredibly smart on their hand, too.
So, yeah, that's it for gaming. Young Zero?
Let's go into movie news. I think it's a whole bunch of stuff with movie news, and some of that I think that overlaps with...
there's something I really want to talk about.
So I'm gonna let you have the floor. Go ahead.
Now this has not been confirmed. Well, I'll say it like this. This news came out the other day, and the specifics I'm gonna get into have not been confirmed, but Michael Keaton is in talks with Warner Brothers to return as Batman. Now, we don't know if he's going to get, like, a cameo in a movie. It could be a cameo in an animated format. Who knows? But the fact that the OG Batman, all respect to Adam West, is in talks to come back, which is something he said he would never do. I mean, that was really one of the whole premises of his Academy Award-winning film and his Academy Award-nominated performance in the movie Birdman, was really making fun of his post-Batman career. So the fact that we might be getting Michael Keaton back in some form as Batman is absolutely mind-blowing. I have no faith in DC that they won't shit the bed on this one, all complete honesty. But if they could at least give us a Batman Beyond with him as his version of Batman from 1989, passing the cowl on to a younger Terry McGinnis, that to me that's a billion-dollar movie right there.
That's the rumor I kept seeing.
I don't see how you can do it.
The rumor I kept seeing was that he would have a three-movie structure where he would be a mentor to three different characters. So he would be a mentor to The Flash, to Terry McGinnis, and then to Batgirl, because they still want to do that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, that works. My only issue with that is, if he is coming back to play Batman, how are they going to work that in? How is he going to have enough time to do the Spider-Man movies? Or is he even in Spider-Man anymore after Morbius?
I have a theory that I think he only has a cameo in Morbius. I think the scene that we see him in the Morbius trailer, I think that's probably the only thing. Because you saw they had that Spider-Man poster cameo, basically, in the background, and that's probably the only mention you're going to get of Spider-Man. I think that's going to be his only cameo. I think Morbius is just walking past him. Hey, Doc. Boom. was a nice quick little, you know, cameo.
In the next Spider-Man film. Okay, go ahead.
No, I think they're going to start playing the long game with this Spider-Man because they're still trying to build up his universe, Sony is, with the Morbius film and with Venom 2. I think they're gonna try to be smart about it and not jump right into the team up movie. So I could see his character of Adrian Toomes not being a big factor in the third Spider-Man film. And by the time we get around to Spider-Man 4, if we do, that could be the Sinister Six film. Because you've already had two Venom films, a Morbius film, maybe something else in the meantime, and you could put him in a cameo in Venom also. And the end credit scene, maybe he recruits Carnage with Scorpion right next to him. Boom, Spider-Man 4, home, schooled or whatever. Bam, you got the Sinister Six.
Homeschooled. Yeah, I'm of the mindset that, okay, I like Venom, and I have high hopes for Morbius. Saying that, I don't want Spider-Man in a team-up movie whatsoever. I don't even want him anywhere near the Morbius, Venom, whatever universe they have going on. I think there should be a whole different universe of its own. Build your Sinister Six and build them up as anti-heroes. And you don't need, you kind of already have the villain you could use for a team movie with the Sinister Six. And that would be Null. Null, the symbiote god, would be perfect as a villain to go up against a Venom, a Morbius. I know they were looking at possibly putting a Shocker in there, Electro, whoever they want to use, or Kraven. Do those characters and have them go up against Null. Because Null can be killed by normal means. He won't be the Null that we know from the comics, but that will still be something to see. Because this Venom is not the Venom we know from the original comic books. It's an amalgamation, right. And I'm perfectly fine with the way they do Venom, because if you do Venom the way he is in the comics over in the movies, he'd be OP. There's no beating him. But I'm perfectly fine with Michael Keaton going back to playing Batman. I hope this doesn't damper whatever Robert Pattinson has going on. I really want DC to figure out a way to make this universe work.
Rob won't even fucking work out. Those don't have nothing to do with each other. They're talking about having two different Jokers, so all this shit don't really matter anymore. They're gonna take a more adult version of the comics, DC Comics. Is it like DC Black or some shit like that?
Black Label.
So they're taking that type of angle with those movies.
Well, if Pattinson's movie is more like the DC Black Label, that's perfectly fine. But then you still have to replace Batman for a League movie. You can't just have no Batman League.
But he is going to be
Batman.
And then
that's the thing. If you keep Robert Pattinson's universe separate, which to me makes no sense, to reboot biggest character.
Yeah.
And in addition to literally just having him in a film. I mean, if you're going to do that, why the hell didn't you have Tom Welling play him in 2006 if you didn't want to get people confused, quote unquote. But now you have two different Batman within 4 years. But anyway. If you're going to keep them separated, okay, but then that means you're going to have a Batman in this universe, you know? So are you going to recast him again? I mean, it just seems like they really are just throwing too much stuff out there to see what works. I'm like, I get it. You guys don't want to copy the quote-unquote Marvel formula.
It's not copying,
but it worked.
It's not copying, you know what I mean?
It worked.
The problem that DC has is they refuse to have a shared continuity amongst amongst the CW shows, the films, and the DC Universe shows. Everyone thought that Crisis was supposed to take care of that with them making this whole Prime Earth and everyone's on it. Cool. Then why the hell is Stargirl on a different Earth? Why is this why is this Joker movie on a different Earth? Why is this Batman on a different Earth? And why is whatever we're going to have a Flashpoint on something completely different? And we haven't even gotten to Batgirl yet.
That's because
I think Flashpoint would be their best. What did you say, La?
I'm just saying they don't know what they're doing. They're just trying to give content right now. That's what I feel like they're doing. They're just giving content right now. There's like, oh, this will be cool to make let's just make it. For me, DC separates everything. Their TV is a different universe. Their films are a different universe. The content on their streaming site is a different universe. Like, everything's different. And they're not going to be connected in any way, because I read that Michael Keaton's Batman will not affect Robert Pattinson's Batman. So,
but see, the last time that someone tried this and just to put out content for content's sake was the Inhumans, and we saw how that turned out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
but it's not. But you got to think about it, like, in the sense that they have things that connects them, like Joker, and Robert Pattinson's Batman are like their own separate thing. But Flashpoint, or whatever they want to call this Flash movie, is obviously connected to Wonder Woman, Justice League, Aquaman. It's in that shared universe. So it's shared in a way, just not in the way we want it to be, that makes clear sense.
It's not just it's not just Aquaman and Wonder Woman. It's the entire league. It's the league on. You're talking about Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, Batman, Superman, Shazam,
Green
and
Lantern,
everyone else.
Looking at how about those movies? Snyder Cut.
Like, they're in their own shared universe. Those movies.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, Justice League, Aquaman, Wonder Woman.
But like, you still have to have them in this movie. Superman,
those are all in their own shared universe. They're going to connect in some way.
Yeah, but you gotta have them in the movie if you want to make Flashpoint work.
So then you recast Batman again. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like you have
Batman
will
be different.
Like,
Batman wouldn't be that difficult, because Batman is just the father.
But it's so many now. It's so many, so many Batman.
And that's the thing. It's like, okay, you got this Batman movie that's just coming out, and it's coming out. Okay, if you don't want to do any more solo Batman films in this Justice League, we'll just call it the Justice League Batman with Ben Affleck. Okay, fine, but if you're still making movies, Wonder Woman, there's going to be Aquaman 2, probably Shazam 2, the Black Adam film that's coming. That's all still in that continuity. So that's still Ben Affleck. Okay. It's confusing. I'm like, granted, it's a thing where Ben didn't want to do it. I get it. But it's like, as a viewer, even if I wasn't looking at the trades and all this other stuff, it's still mad confusing, because I'm like, okay, you got this Batman. But then when you do the Flashpoint movie, you're probably going to make reference to other Batman. And now I've gone cross-eyed.
It's kind of like, what the hell? I was about to say something. I lost it. Oh, God damn.
You can make reference to Batman.
You can make it's going to be like, okay,
not
shoot
him at all.
Or it's kind of like that, the whole Aunt Viv thing, where Jazz comes in the house and is like, I thought you looked different.
You know what? I wouldn't be mad at that, though. You know what I mean? Like, at least acknowledge it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Don't not have the Ben Affleck. I mean, granted, I know we're not going to get the Ben Affleck Batman anymore.
Or the, like, War Machine. Don Cheadle's first line was, I'm here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm fine. If you just come up and cast so-and-so hot actor from a USA procedural show to be the new Batman, cool. Let's keep it running. You don't give him no solo films. He just pops up in everybody else's film as Batman. I'm cool with that. But you gotta acknowledge it, because he's in the universe. I mean, like, the universe really took hold when it was Batman v Superman. He had more in Batman v Superman than Superman did. So I'm like, you gotta at least acknowledge it, and then just make Flashpoint and any other sequel you really don't mention. It's like, okay, is he in the universe? It's just mad confusing. It's like, just take a little direction. Like, we're gonna give you the money, but at least, you know, give us a little something back for it.
The problem with DC is, as we've always said before, there's too many cooks in the damn kitchen. There's way too many cooks. Someone needs to just take the reins and say, look, I'm going to control TV, movies, and whatever's on our app. And we're going to make this work as a continuity, because that is something Marvel does not have an issue with. And kind of segue into that, this Hellstrom series that's supposed to be coming on Hulu, they are not marketing this as a Marvel series.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know anything about it, because if it was marketed as Marvel, it'd be Marvel everywhere. They'd be saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the whole thing with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know if you guys are watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but they're playing, I'm not going to say fast and loose with history, but they're jumping around in history. Like,
mm-hmm.
Quantum leap.
Yeah, they're quantum leaping in history, trying to, I guess, they're pretty much fighting his father, Malik's father, I think it's what, Winifred, or not Winifred, whatever his name, Wilford Malik, in the Chronicons. So, you know, and, you know, there's, Daisy Johnson. Of course he's with Daisy. Lee Quicklow. What's her name? God damn it. She dated.
Right.
No. She dated. I can't believe I'm forgetting her name. She had her own fucking show. Who's the chick with Cap? Oh, Peggy Carter. I couldn't remember her name for the life of me. I was seeing the actress' face, but I couldn't remember.
That's interesting because I keep hearing that somehow they're gonna find a way to tie in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s ending into the Loki series.
Well, they're playing with time, so that would make sense, especially if you got time cops. Supposedly, if that's supposed to be in there.
Yeah, so, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with Loki.
Pushing everything with COVID, and you know that may be weird now that maybe they're gonna redo that because Loki was supposed to come out. What, like January of 2021? Is that still,
when I hear Loki was still done?
Falcon and Winter Soldier should be done too.
All three shows are done. They're just waiting to release them.
Yeah,
which is smart.
I think they still had some stuff to record film for Winter Soldier.
I think they had small stuff, but not like.
Yeah,
I think they were adding stuff.
100%
full. Yeah, nothing too big. Like stuff, yeah. the goal for Marvel, I believe, is to drop Hellstrom on Hulu in October, let Mandalorian drop in November, and then drop Winter Soldier in either August or November, and then Loki in January, and then WandaVision after that.
Okay, and when is Black Widow drop?
November, yeah. It's in the Thor, the old school Thor spot.
Okay.
Can we just acknowledge how pretty smart Marvel is? Simply because they realized that they were doing shit shows for a while, and then they corrected it, kind of course corrected with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got really good.
Yeah, it did.
Like really good.
Yeah.
It found its stride, got really good, and then they were like, "All right, let's take a break. Let's go back into the drawing room and let's start planning stuff based around our films. Our films are doing really good. We 10 years deep. And now they got a whole list of shows that's about to come out and just wreck everything. And I mean that in the best way.
Because, and that's not even counting the What If show.
Exactly. So, and it's
right,
like, every show that was listed, people lost their minds for. And then like the clips that we've seen, like little extra breaks that they've been giving us and all that kind of stuff, it looks like quality. It looks solid. So I want to give Marvel props because unlike DC, they saw where the issue was and they kind of like they corrected themselves. They was like, all right, we ain't got to put out TV shows like that. Let's figure out how we can do a really good TV show and go from there.
But you know what? I will give Marvel props. Marvel, speaking of that, Marvel has one thing over DC that DC will never do.
Kevin
Marvel,
Feige.
No. Well, there's that. Marvel has gone 10 plus years and has not featured, except for maybe two movies, their A-plus characters. Iron Man is not an A-plus character. Cap is not an A-plus character. Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, Hawkeye are not their A+. Their A+ is X-Men, Spider-Man, and the Fantastic Four. And they've gone this far with only having one of them show up.
I can't even say Fantastic Four is A anymore because all their films have been shit.
No. I say that because, okay, if you think of who's the top dog of sales and marketing of Marvel, is X-Men, Fantastic Four, and Spider-Man. Iron Man was never a top character. Iron Man was only known for two things. That old school cartoon and a Black Maiden song.
And the fact that people thought he was a robot too, and they didn't know he was really a guy inside there for a while.
So DC's biggest issue is they refuse to use characters that are their C characters. Now, they're starting to do that now with Stargirl and Doom Patrol.
And, yo, Stargirl is really fucking good.
And
I'm catching up on that tonight.
I got mixed emotions about Stargirl, but y'all know this.
Swamp, yeah, because your doppelganger's on there.
That
But DC, if DC would just do that, they would be fine.
Well, they're putting Swamp Thing on CW.
Right. What they should have done, and I will never understand why they haven't done this yet, is make a Booster Gold show and put it on Sci-Fi.
My God. That'd be a great idea. Their version. He's a PG-13 version, basically, of Deadpool. He could be.
Right.
The thing with Booster Gold, they don't honestly need him right now with the Legends because they have the Legends.
No, but if you wanted to do that, he could be their Guardians of the Galaxy. If they really had a forefront, actually planning the films ahead of time, that's the Guardians of the Galaxy. Nobody. Guardians were D-list. And they came out, and I mean, that's a huge franchise in itself. You come out with a Booster Gold movie and make it just lighthearted, funny. Hell, you could get James Gunn to write and direct a Booster Gold film, you know, and just completely knock it out of the park with being somebody light. That could be the bright hero, you know, for the old school, you know, Snyderverse being dark. You do that, that's an $800 million film right there.
But y'all forgetting that DC, their biggest issue to me, right? I'm not going to step on what Tesla said, but to me, their biggest issue isn't them using, C-list characters and then building your way back up. They don't have a plan.
No.
There's that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course there's that.
To me, that's their biggest issue. I don't care what character they would have came out with. If you don't have a plan for what you was trying to do, it doesn't see. Because to me, I felt like DC was like, all right, well, let's just make a movie. Let's just make a movie and see what happens. And then Marvel was like, yo, let's make a universe because we got one. Mm-hmm. So why not just use it? And then DC was like, oh shit, we should have used our universe too because we got
the more known heroes.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Yeah, you
do. And it's like, it's sloppy right now. It's like,
and that's the issue that DC has.
The word I'd use right there.
You started casting for Batman vs. Superman during the second season of The Flash, when The Flash was one of the best TV shows out. Why didn't you just put Grant Gustin in there?
Listen, that's always, that's I'm always
scared. They're too scared. For some reason, they think people are too stupid.
Well, they can't think they're too stupid now when they put Ezra in the fucking crossover.
To hear all the red tape and all the begging that Greg Berlanti had to do just to get that 2-minute cameo when they could have done it years ago with any of their other films and stuff, it's ridiculous.
And everyone loved it, so it shouldn't be much red tape, especially with the Flash. It's like,
right, and here's the problem with that: the Flash is the only main Justice League character that's been on TV for multiple years. So now, no matter what you do with the Flash movie, it will be compared to the TV show, the Reverse Flash, Iris, Cisco. Mm-hmm. Everyone will be compared to this version.
Well, when they originally set up the cast, there was supposed to be a Black Iris. There was supposed to be, you know, Ezra was Barry.
Yeah,
thank
you.
But now she's not longer
a part of it. I mean, I don't blame her. Yeah.
Scenes are not, if they actually go back and retrieve her scenes, because her scenes, a couple scenes for Justice League were done. They just didn't animate them, so she may come back to do some touch-ups or something, but she was in that movie.
That's another thing. With Zack Snyder's version supposed to come out, Snyderverse or whatever you want to call it?
Snyder Cut.
The Snyder Cut, what does that do for the universe?
It screws it up even more.
I'm so scared.
Because you got Ben Affleck.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear, too.
Because it's not canon. Like, it can't do anything.
They're treated like it's canon.
But here's the thing.
That's the thing. They are.
But here's the thing with it. It's just one of those things where it's just like, okay, if it's really, really good, I mean, you got Ben Affleck coming back for reshoots to fix a movie that was done years ago. If it's really, really good, and then it's going to be like, okay, well, DC, y'all jumped the gun because y'all were so scared of the contrast between Marvel. Like, y'all ruined this movie. That wasn't Snyder. And they made Snyder to seem like he was a madman.
Mm-hmm. Right, like Twitter, like want to release it now because he's like, let me clean up my reputation real quick.
Like the rumor
yeah,
that
I mean,
like,
he took a huge hit. I mean, granted, what happened to his daughter was awful, but it was just like, okay, you didn't stick the landing with BVS, and then you fucked up Justice League too. Yeah, we ain't gonna give you too many more movies. And it's like, no, that movie was continuing my direction, which if you had watched all three films I did together, would have had a good cohesive story.
Yeah,
but Warner Brothers got scared because it wasn't Justice League. It wasn't Avengers. It wasn't Guardians of the Galaxy. It wasn't Civil War.
With all the shit going on, especially with Dark Metal going on, that shit fits right in.
That's the problem.
Warner Brothers does not trust
their product.
I don't understand. How can't you trust your product? And you
here's
have,
why
you have one of the
every film.
You have one of the biggest comic series known to man.
Here's
fuck,
why.
Fuck Marvel for a second. Let me finish.
Okay,
I'm gonna say this because they have one of the biggest franchises. Like, I love Marvel TV. Well, Marvel Now TV, but everything else all my life has pretty much been DC. Your cartoons, all the cartoons mm-hmm. I grew up watching. DC. There wasn't that many. I mean, you had the X-Men ones that came long and few, and then you had Spider-Man, and then you had a Fantastic Four one, and then you had a Hulk one. But those were like incredibly old, but you kept having DC stuff after DC stuff come out. You got Static Shock, you got the Justice League, you got Justice League Unlimited, you got Batman.
Zeta Project.
Yeah, you got the Zeta Projects, which was a nice spinoff. You got the Batman animated series, and then they went and did another one, which they incorporated into Static Shock being a part of that. And then there's mm-hmm. so many things they did with it. And then when you go into their comic books, which you have all this bank of lore that you can use to create a story. And this is maybe never before Dark Metal, whatever the case may be.
Oh, they had tons of stories.
But there's tons of stories to use. I feel like they have better stories to use than Marvel does.
That's it.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the same thing as what's pissing me off. I'm like, you have the stories. Like, you could pick 8 90-year-old grandmothers off the street. Name me 4 superheroes. They're most likely going to be 3 DC heroes. Superman, Batman
Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Like, you have the main brand.
The Trinity. They're going to say the
main brand. You don't even have to come up. You don't have to hire 15 screenwriters. Just adapt one of their highest selling stories. Just give us Nightfall. Just give us a clean Death of Superman.
Yeah,
just
I was going to say, just,
I'm sorry,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know a lot of Wonder Woman stories. She doesn't have a library story, sorry. But just give us some of that. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that hard. You guys are making it way more harder than what
I'll tell you why. They're making it hard for themselves.
They tried to get to the finish line. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They didn't want to start from the beginning.
They should have never did Justice League.
Let's give you this. Let's
that's the team-up movie.
Let me explain to you why they did this. My thought is they did this is because they were scared. At the point they started to plan out Man of Steel, they just lost Harry Potter. There was no plan of doing Fantastic Beasts yet. So you no longer have Harry Potter. It's made you all this money. And there's no other film series you have under your belt to do anything. Marvel is surging.
That is not true. That is not true.
What film series did they have that was successful at that point?
They have plenty of film series. What are you talking about? We're talking about Warner Brothers.
I'm saying after Harry Potter went away, what did they have film series-wise that was making them money?
You literally had the Justice League. Batman had just finished in 2012, and that
was you weren't bringing back Nolan. Nolan wasn't coming back to do Batman anymore.
Okay, but you could have piggybacked off. I mean, you could have used that and piggybacked off that. You had a Man of Steel movie, and then from there, you probably should have did a Wonder Woman movie, and then you should have jumped into mm-hmm. Man of Steel. You should have jumped straight into the Justice League. Just did it that way.
To me,
instead of doing Batman versus Superman, make them meet in the Justice League. They become the Justice League at the end of the movie.
You reintroduce Superman, which you want to get away from Superman Returns, which was basically a love letter to a 40-year-old series with Christopher Reeve. You know, it is what it was, but you wanted to make him contemporary for modern art audiences. That's cool. You don't need to rush into Batman v Superman being his second film. You need to reintroduce this Batman, which honestly was that was a risk. You just had the Christopher Nolan series wrap up in 2012, and in 2016 you have a brand new Batman. Okay. I personally wouldn't have done that. I would have did a Wonder Woman. I would have took a couple of risks. Because the thing is, DC has more trump cards than Marvel does because they have the more A-list talent.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do the Flash's first film, quote-unquote, could possibly be Flashpoint. You could literally make another 5 films and your series start to decline. Okay, this is literally our magic reboot button. Boom. Okay. We throw Flashpoint in there. We can recast everybody. We can do the stories a little differently. We can see what works. Boom. We instantly have a get-out-of-jail-free card with the Flashpoint film. We can recast The Flash if we want to. You don't make that his first solo film.
But here's the thing, though.
Especially when people
their really fucking Flash is fucking trash though. Ezra is trash.
But see, here's the way they should have DC should have done this.
Flashpoint is them starting over because all that shit they did. I mean, yeah, granted, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to say this really quick, and I'll let you have it.
Okay.
What they did? Okay, let's think of all the movies. You got starting with Man of Steel. You got Man of Steel. Then you got Batman versus Superman. In between that, you have Wonder Woman came out. No, Wonder Woman didn't come out. So you have Man of Steel, you have Suicide Squad, you have Batman versus Superman, then Wonder Woman. You have Justice League after that, and then you have
didn't BVS come out before Suicide Squad?
Yep,
it did.
Okay, BVS came out of Suicide Squad. Oh, whichever order. They're interchangeable because I said the 1, 2, 2, 3. So it's 3 and 2 got to swap. Okay, and then you do Aquaman. What makes no fucking sense if you watch Justice League and then you watch Aquaman. How the fuck you get your ultimate suit, but then you go back into your own movie and then you got to get your ultimate fucking suit again? My wife saw a part of
the Triton.
Yeah, my wife saw a part of this movie and she's like, why the fuck is he in normal clothes? She don't really know. She knows a little bit about comic books, but if someone with limited knowledge on comic books asks, "Where's his fucking suit?" You did something wrong.
You failed. You failed. The way they should have do it for the normal viewer.
I mean,
it was
big. It was like Justice League messed up his movie anyway because he was in Atlantis.
Yeah, talking to Mira.
He knew Mira.
Yeah.
And then, like it was no issue, but then in his movie, it was like, well, we got guards and people just can't break in. So it's like.
Exactly. That got me, man.
So
I'm watching and she's talking about that. I'm like, wait a second. How the hell did he just get in there?
So the way they should have done this is the following. They should have done a Flash intro movie, a Wonder Woman intro movie, Aquaman, then Cyborg. Let me finish. Then you do Flashpoint. Then you do BVS. Then you do Justice League. Because you at that point, Flashpoint is now the reset button, and Wonder Woman and Aquaman are the two leads. You don't have to have Batman every time. We had just had Batman no more than 5 years after they shot BVS.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, they could have just they could have had everybody else in the forefront.
But the problem with that is DC is scared. DC is scared to take risks. And they figured, okay, Superman and Batman are safe. Wonder Woman is not safe. Aquaman is not safe. Flash is not safe. Cyborg is not safe. The problem with that is DC is run by a bunch of idiots. Cyborg is one of the most popular characters because everyone that's going to be watching those movies watch Teen Titans. The Flash is arguably one of the most popular characters bar none.
And he has a good show currently on TV.
Right. Wonder Woman is a female character.
She's a quintessential female superhero. When you think of a female superhero, it's Wonder Woman and everybody else.
Exactly. And then on top of that, and the cherry on top of all this is, you have Aquaman, played by Jason Momoa, who just got done with Game of Thrones, which at the time was one of the highest rated TV shows, so much so it was getting pirated before the episodes were coming out.
Yeah.
Why did they not think, hey, maybe we should do this a little differently and just change the order around? Because as much as Marvel's order doesn't make sense, it makes sense from a money perspective. They were like, we are going to put all these no-name characters in front of you now. So when we do our 4 big movies, you know exactly who everyone is and why they're there.
That makes perfect sense.
Even piggybacking off of that, you have Black Panther.
And here's why. When you see Gamora and Star-Lord meet up in Endgame, you understand the reason why and why that meeting happens. You're not confused about what the hell's going on there.
That's because Marvel decided to like lay out a lesson plan. Like, you know what I'm saying? They pretty much made a book out of their movies that you can read and understand. Like, Like, DC is giving me chapter six for chapter one and chapter one for chapter nine. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to be reading.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest issue with DC also is they go for big names. Stop doing that. Marvel said, we're not going to go for big names. We're going to go for these small, not well-known directors and actors, and we're going to put them in these roles, and they're going to shine. You want to put...
I don't know. Robert Downey Jr. is a pretty big name, but I'm just, you know.
Okay, okay. Think about this.
But I get what you're saying, though.
Like the director for Black Panther, he didn't do many movies before he did Black Panther. That was his fourth movie?
Somewhere around there. Third or fourth movie.
Right. You bring in Zack Snyder. He had done how many movies? So I get it, you have to have a palette change per each movie. No, each movie shouldn't look the same. BVS should not look like Justice League.
Yeah, that's what gets me. Even if you're going to have the same director, the films should at least look a little different, because if you look at all three of Nolan's films, all three of them do look different. The Gotham City we saw in Batman Begins was not the same Gotham City we saw in The Dark Knight, which is damn sure not the same one we saw in The Dark Knight Rises. It did feel different. And that's the thing that gets me, like, if you take a risk, what do you lose? With the exception of Green Lantern, which you guys had no idea what the hell you were doing back then.
No.
Every one of your films has made a profit. Even Superman Returns, it got into their budget is too high because you still added in part of the budget from the Superman 90s film with Tim Burton into that budget. If you took that away, their budget wasn't that bad. It was around the average of what you spend on a movie back then was like $140, $150 million. That movie still made a profit. That movie did not tank the studio. No. So if you took a risk, and even if you want to, like, okay, I want to see copy Marvel, but if you see them doing something that works, it works. Try it. They made $1 billion with Black Panther. There's no reason we still should not have had a Cyborg film.
Yeah, right. That's true.
You had Wonder Woman. You had Wonder Woman. There's no reason that you shouldn't also say, okay, let's do a Batgirl film. You had Joss Whedon, a guy that knows how to write contemporary, badass female characters. Yeah. There's no reason you should not fast-track that Batwoman woman, Batgirl film he was originally attached to. This is the man that created Buffy. This is the man that made the Avengers. Yeah. There's no reason you should not have given him free reign over Batgirl.
All this stuff y'all talking about can go right back to the fact that they didn't have a plan.
They had a plan, but it's piss poor. It was piss poor. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. And you know, and
movie
just a
movie is different.
And just to bring back up, it took Wonder Woman for Black Widow to get her own movie. So
probably, yeah. I give you that.
Because I mean, people was like, so when the hell is she gonna get a movie? Hell, they could have did. That's even if they didn't give Wonder Woman, if they didn't give her our own movie, because Scarlett Johansson is a big name on her own. They could have did it with her in. They could have did a Black Widow, Hawkeye movie.
Yep.
And that would have been great.
That's the thing, though, Zero. That's Marvel's only mistake so far. But even then, it makes sense as to why they're doing this. Because I think Marvel has, to last point, Marvel has a game plan that makes so much sense. When everyone went into Endgame, everyone thought, oh, well, this movie is going to end off the saga. And pretty much after this, in Spider-Man Far From Home, we're pretty much done. They're like, oh, no. We still have about a good year and a half worth of content to cover between Civil War and Infinity War. And then in Endgame, we're going to put this nugget of 5 years right here. So in that 5 years, we can introduce a whole slew of new characters, a whole slew of new different stories, people who are still there. I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts, Black Widow's entire trilogy will involve that 5 years in some capacity.
That's why I kind of agree and it kind of don't agree that it took Wonder Woman for Black Widow to get her own film. Because even if I'm on both sides. I feel like it didn't, because I feel like it's smarter for Marvel to be like, okay, she dead. Oh yeah, she got a movie coming out and it's going to make everybody go see that fucking movie because they like, but didn't she die? So what's going to happen? Now I'm intrigued and everybody want to go see it. Mm-hmm. So like, but then say Marvel did go, oh shit, a female-led movie can do something, they were still smart enough to figure out their own kind of like loophole to figure out how they can fix it. Like, they gave themselves an out in case. Mm-hmm. Like, so I feel like it could be either or, but either way, they still making good decisions because every audience reaction I've watched of Endgame, and they do the scene with her and Hawkeye, people lose their fucking mind. People,
I ain't gonna lie.
People go crazy. They go crazy. They like, no, she not. No, save her. No, people giving like advice on what he could do and all this type of stuff.
Well, see, here's the thing. When they made the
point, some people was like, no, Hawkeye, you die. Like, let her live.
And that's the one thing I loved about it.
After her movie is coming out, man.
They played
the lie when they did that. Go ahead, Chaos.
In Infinity War, everybody knew Iron Man and Captain America were dying. Like, everybody knew that they were dying. Everybody knew Thanos is not going to get all the Infinity Stones. It's going to end on to be continued, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. He stabs Tony. Oh, he's dead. Like, I said it. I've said it multiple times. I've never yelled out that loud in a movie theater when Thanos stabs Tony through the gut. I yelled out, fuck, as loud as I could. The little white kid next to me looked at me all scared. I'm like, no, I ain't going to riot or nothing. But, you know, it's Iron Man. It's my dog.
She yelled out, not Iron Man. I was dying.
And that's the thing. I was waiting for it. Like, the whole scene when Tony comes down, it's him and Thanos. I'm like, here it is, man. This is how Robert Downey Jr. goes out. And they subverted the expectation in Endgame. You know Hawkeye's going to die. The story is built for Hawkeye to die. He wasn't in Infinity War. Mm-hmm. You know his family is his biggest thing. And Endgame starts out with his family getting dusted. You have to lose what you love. Okay, Hawkeye's obviously going to peace out.
But we already knew he had a show coming.
No, we didn't. Not at that point.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't. No, they hadn't announced it yet. They hadn't announced it yet. They hadn't announced that yet.
But
you knew Hawkeye's out.
I knew one of them was going to die when they announced the plan. When they said the plan, like, oh, so we're going to send you guys to New York. We're going to send you guys here. And we're gonna send
the motherfuckers with no powers to go take care of this.
No. We're gonna send Gamora,
Nebula,
War Machine, Hawkeye, and Black Widow to space. I'm like in the movie when I saw it, I started crying. I'm like, oh snap, one of the four is gonna die. Who are they gonna kill? They better not kill Rogue.
Now think about it. They're the two regular humans and they sent them to an alien world. Who knows if they could have breathed the oxygen? And then two, they had to climb Everest up in that bitch. Yeah. Like, that was rude.
Let's call a spade a spade. We find out in Infinity War that Nebula already knew that when he went to Vormir, that somebody had to die. She might not have known. She might not have known how to die, but she knew somebody died, and she withheld that information.
Hey, Dad, you can go by yourself. I'll wait in the car. But like, you knew what the fuck was going to happen.
But see, that's the brilliance of Marvel, because at the end of that movie, there were so many questions that were left unanswered, because as the Ancient One said, if you do this, you're going to create a branch universe. And mm-hmm. Hulk was like, no, we're not going to create a branch universe. We're going to bring the stone back to this time. You still created four different branch universes in that movie.
Yeah.
There's now a universe where Thanos doesn't exist.
I still love to see the fact that Cap has to take that Soul Stone back there and meet the Red Skull. I love to see that.
How does he do that?
How do you return that stone? I need to know that.
That's what they blew it up.
But technically, though, he what's his name? Bruce Banner. He was right. They didn't create a branch universe. Captain America did by staying in the past.
No.
No, they created one because Loki left.
They created one because Loki
left. That completely fucked it up because Loki completely fucked everything.
And then they
up.
Had to go back further back in time to go get the Space Stone.
So now the Space Stone doesn't exist.
That Space Stone was from the 60s.
So now the Space Stone doesn't exist in the first Avengers movie. On top of that, when Thanos leaves...
No, it does, because they had to, take it back.
Loki gets it after.
Yeah.
But I'm saying there's still a branch of time that says, what if this doesn't happen?
Yeah, that's true.
And then there's also a branch of time of, what if Thanos is gone?
That's the one we're living in, though, right? That's like the...
No. the 2014 one. Because remember, after Avengers 1, that's the Thanos that goes to the future.
That's true. Yeah, that's so another.
Still that, there's still a there's still a universe where there's no Thanos, no Black Order, no Gamora, no Nebula.
Mm-hmm. No Guardians.
No, well, there's still a Black Order.
There's no, the Black Order left with him. The Black Order left with him.
The Black Order left with him. He took everyone with him.
Never mind. He took
everybody. So basically what we're saying is Back to the Future is a bunch of bullshit.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's what...
But that's... But see, that's the thing.
Because
that's
It makes ripples.
Yeah,
That's why DC can't keep up with Marvel, because Marvel was like, look, we're good. And I love the story that came out about that, was saying that they brought in every director from the series and said, okay, we're all going to sit down and put this plot together and then put it out.
But you see how smart that is?
Mm-hmm. That's incredibly smart. But see,
do you see how smart that is? Like, everybody got a voice. Everybody got heard. And then it was like, you didn't deny anybody's, like, you apparently didn't deny anybody's, like, idea, but you were able to build upon it and created something that we
there's
still...
there's a thousand questions need to be answered.
And that's the thing, because they trusted their filmmakers. DC never trusted Zack Snyder after the casting of Ben Affleck. They really didn't trust Zack Snyder. The whole way through. They were waiting for a reason to do that. They spent too much on fucking Justice League. I love the Justice League as a whole, but they didn't need a budget that big for their first film, you're coming off an unproven Batman, because it's a brand new Batman. Mm-hmm. And you're coming off a tepid reaction to Man of Steel. Man of Steel made like $700 million, but it was a little consensus where, okay, Superman's supposed to be truth, justice, hope. He's snapping necks. You know what I mean? Like, he's possibly letting kids...
But that was the one, though.
Can I say something about that, though? Like, real quick? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I was, like, one of those people. I was one of those people that was like... Superman does not do this. Superman does not kill. He does not do this. But then, as I watched the movie multiple times, I don't think people are so quick to see the person that they see on their last season of 5 years of a cartoon for the first time on stage and not understanding that they want to build a character, right? So for him to be a guy that's like, I don't kill, he had to have killed somebody.
Yeah. We had a discussion before.
I'm not mad at it, but I think had you seen that film, him be more hopeful up until that point and not be so melancholy, so depressed, so, oh, woe is me, I have the powers and shit, and then he snaps the neck, and that kind of makes him into the person that is kind of depressed. I'm not mad at that, but the whole film was, it was no hope. And then he kills him. I'm like, okay, I came out of it not feeling
He did have hope. That was the reason why he got to talk to his father. He got the suit and everything else. The suit represents hope. Essentially, so he was the epitome of hope at that point in time. Everyone had put their hope into him to get rid of the other Krypton.
Plus, you got to think about that in that film, he had to suppress a part of himself for a long time. Like, his father pushed him, to suppress himself a lot, and then the one time he could save his father, pretty much save everybody, his father denied him. So not only is he walking around with guilt, he's also walking around with some shame of who he is. And it's not until he actually has to, like, put his powers to the test that he realizes what he's supposed to do. For a long time, he had no purpose. And then he finally found some, especially when he was able to talk to Jor-El in the ship, and he had, like, that vision of his father. Talking to both of his fathers gave him the hope he needed.
See, that's the issue I have with...
He tried to talk to them and be like, yo, let's not do this. He was trying to be like, yo, like, he didn't want to fight.
That's the issue I kind of have.
And Zod was like, fuck that shit.
Exactly.
That's the issue I have.
I will find him.
Right, that's the issue I have with Man of Steel and
BBS. I love Michael Shannon in that movie.
Especially if that whole rumor about the general is Martian Manhunter.
You know what's real talk, though? When I first saw that movie, and I saw Harry Lennox, I'm like, he would make a good Martian Manhunter.
Right, but that's my point. Why not introduce him there? That's a way to build the league up. You can instantly go, okay.
Why, though? Why?
But that's the point. That's my point. You are trying to build a league. You're trying to build a Justice League.
I don't feel like Man of Steel was trying to do that. They were trying to tell a solo Superman story. They were trying
to tell a solo
Superman story that felt like the Dark Knight. They were trying to tell a quote-unquote darker version of Superman.
So Man of Steel,
and that's where they were wrong.
So hold on. Man of Steel was not trying to build up a Justice League movie.
No.
No.
Nothing in that movie.
Then why use it as a backdrop for BVS?
Because they start talking about other shit, and then
the Wayne satellite, and nobody even saw that until somebody pointed it out, because you can barely see the damn thing. If it wasn't for that, the only mention they had for bigger universe was.
I mean, okay, so there's it's a couple things. Okay, so the whole thing when he passes out, and then he's on the fucking wherever he's at, and it's like, okay, so possibly Aquaman saved him. It's possible that Aquaman saved him or whatever, because it looked like he got saved by some whales or some shit like that. Okay, so you got
that. What are you talking about?
When he was on the oil tanker, and then he helps and pass out or whatever. Image. Yeah.
The Christ image when he's in the water.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So, I guess you can do that, but I didn't feel like that was like a kind of like Man of Steel was kind of like a solo movie. It was kind of like Batman Begins, Dark Knight. And if you had some hints to other things in the movie, it wasn't like, oh my God, Aquaman's about to come up next. It was just one of those things like, oh, that's a nice little ode to something
that's
else.
That's the issue. That's the issue right there. Look at something like Iron Man 1, 2, and 3. But Iron Man 1 and 2 perfectly build up
Avengers movie. But we're beating a dead horse at this point in time. We're saying the same thing. They had piss poor ass fucking planning.
It was sloppy ass planning. That's all. They released Man of Steel, and it did well. And they was like, "Huh, what else can we do?" There was no like lesson plan. They were just throwing shit out to see who was gonna catch it.
Hey, we already got Batman and Wonder Woman in here. Hey, how about you throw in the rest of the Justice League in gift form? Just have her hit a file on the computer that shows.
Oh my God, that annoyed me to no end. I'm like, why would you show it like that and not give them their own credit?
Like, then even in the story, it don't make sense, because it's like, okay, so Lex Luthor, where we've got no inclination that he is a true mastermind.
Yet. That is Alexander.
He knows Batman's secret identity. He knows Superman's secret identity. He knows of Wonder Woman. He knows of the Flash. He knows of Cyborg. And he knows of Aquaman. And does nothing with that. He only tests Batman.
You know what I love, too, though, about that? He knew all their emblems, too. Like, he knew the design.
Man.
Yeah.
He got color coordination and everything.
Yeah.
Victor Stone.
Did he create these suits?
But he got the C.
But you find out in this is what like really fucked up Batman vs Superman, was a lot of information left out. Was that you find out that Darkseid pretty much gave him this information, right? Like Darkseid was feeding him this information. Darkseid was giving him this information. If you watch the special edition one, there's a scene where he's like communicating with like Darkseid or something like that. So he figures out all this stuff. Now I don't know how Darkseid worked the USB and gave it to him, but anyway, he was able to give him that information.
But wait, hold on. There was no mother box in the first movie.
In BVS?
There's no mother box in that movie.
Technically there is one when he's talking to what is the original form of Steppenwolf, and he's showing him the mother boxes.
That was a hologram from a Kryptonian ship. He never talked to Darkseid.
I'm talking about in the special edition one, not the theatrical one. But I
understand that. But what I'm saying is, why would this is what chaos and Zero are talking about. Shitty planning. When has ever a Luthor ever sided with Darkseid?
Even that, they didn't even let us know the way they showed us that Lex Luthor is they played into the casting of Jesse Eisenberg from The Social Network being Mark Zuckerberg. They played into that tech genius, snotty, just little asshole guy that drives the Porsche and parks crooked versus a handicapped spot and gets out and looks at you. That's what they were portraying.
But
nowhere
even with
that, do we get to the fact is that much of a badass to know of the entire Justice League and have files on them.
But like, even with like, that,
even making the jokes, Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne, this is a chance to me. Like, you're saying that to us as the audience. You can't break character in your first scene and let us know that you know who they are without us letting us as the audience know that you knew who they were. You know what I mean? Like,
but see,
we
this
know
is why
who
I have
are,
no hope for the don't. Snyder Cut. This is why I have no hope for the Snyder Cut, because I don't think you should fix a movie that doesn't deserve to be fixed. This movie does not deserve to be fixed. If you want to go back and fix Wonder Woman and explain how Cheetah is in this movie, fine. You want to go back and you want to fix Aquaman, explain why his suit at the end of Aquaman is so much stronger than the suit he had in Justice League, fine. If you want to go back,
where he got the original suit from,
right?
Too.
If you want to go back and get further evidence as to why Black Adam is no longer around in Shazam, fine. I totally understand that. BVS and Justice League do not deserve to be fixed. They need to stay as their two black eyes. Marvel has two black eyes. You have two black eyes. Let's keep it as it is.
I really don't think Snyder is trying to save Batman versus Superman. I really feel like he's just trying to save himself. Cause you know how much
I agree.
Much shit he got. People being like, oh man, this shit's trash. I bet his shit's trash too. He's trying to save his own reputation because he didn't get to do the film that he set out to do because WB kind of like stabbed him in the back. I don't think
and
he's
think
trying
about
to
how much egg. Think about how much egg is on his face.
Egg should be on his face after Sucker Punch. But that's just another question.
Batman, Superman, the Justice League. The most known superheroes in the world. The first time they're all on screen together. And it was a wet fart.
But
like,
that's
how do you mess that up? That's on and that's what he has to that's what he's been championing, the Snyder Cut. Like, look, my cut may not be that much better, but it's still a little bit more better than that. At least I
but
can
see
say
that,
I gave you my full vision and then I can live with that. And
yeah,
I'm not mad at
that.
There's
nothing wrong with
that. I don't want it to be better. And if it is actually better because they're letting him go back and course correct, he can now, they're not saying that even though they're shooting the new scenes and stuff, he can still edit out some of the stuff that was in the theatrical cut that he didn't like.
Yeah.
So therefore, he can completely change the concept of this film, make it into a better film, and then we're even more screwed than what we already are.
But another question I have regarding that is this. Marvel plays it pretty loose with their directors and giving them who they want in the film and who they can't use in the film. I really want to know how much Warner Brothers restricted him on using a villain, because Steppenwolf being there made no sense.
Yeah, there's at least
three other villains you could have put in that position from Darkseid's pantheon that would have made more sense. You could have put Granny Goodness. You could have put the Fates. You could have put Big Barda
even
in
that,
there.
You
could have put
just
Metron
left it
in
with
the
Lex
chair.
Luthor.
Yeah.
You could have left it with Lex Luthor and then still let Darkseid, who is your biggest villain, be the Thanos. Have him be the overarching thing. You already had the Nightmare Batman dream sequence in Batman versus Superman with the Omega symbol. You could have left that being your Easter egg, not even mention him in Justice League. You could have had it, honestly, you could have just did Justice League fucking Mortal. You could have did the George Miller film you were going to do in 2006 and then just scrapped it because Australia didn't give you the tax rebates you wanted. You could have just made Tower of Babel and have an already formed Justice League and then just have Batman take all of them out and then figure out in that version, it was Maxwell Lord, have it be Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor hacks into the Bat computer, figures it out, all the weaknesses, boom, then they turn on Batman, yada, yada, yada. You could have just made the film you were going to make and it would have been better than what we got.
All right, we're like an hour and 10 minutes in. We spirited into this conversation.
In more new movie news, Elizabeth Banks is looking to play Miss Frizzle in a Magic School Bus adaptation.
Oh, dear mother of God.
I mean, I can see it.
I like it, actually.
Yeah, I can see her doing
Elizabeth
it.
Banks.
I do, too.
For the most part. for the most part. Charlie's Angels was the worst film I saw in all 2019.
Well, I get to see it for free.
Because I saw Glass. I saw Glass also, and I still say that Charlie's Angels was
the worst. So you didn't watch Lion King?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
No, that didn't even appeal to me. I did not want that to ruin my love of
life. I feel like The Lion King should be one of the first movies we watch as a group that we record, put on the podcast, because I would love to just see you guys. It'll be y'all watching it, but I'll be
That to me was the movie. I'm like, why do we need this? Like, I get Beauty and the Beast, which I still actually haven't seen. But I'm like, I get Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast was better than Lion King. And they both were
straight. Everybody I know says the same thing, that the Lion King of the live action ones, the Lion King is the worst because it added nothing. Making it live action, quote unquote, with the live, you know,
I don't want to see real ass lions frolicking. I can watch a documentary on that shit.
It'll come up in my Facebook mentions, but when I first saw the first trailer and stuff, I'm like, this doesn't appeal to me. I don't see nothing drawing me to this.
I went into that movie with low expectations and I came out the same. So I was fine.
Goddamn.
So, okay. Now, so we do have some good things. Hamilton will be on Disney Plus next Friday.
No, next Friday? I thought it was this Friday.
Wait.
Next Friday.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I'm definitely watching
that. So next Friday will be Hamilton, so I will definitely be watching that.
Yeah. You know how hard it was? You can't even find that on YouTube. Like, that's how hard it is.
No, God, no.
Man, like, I've wanted to see that show for years.
Yep, me too.
Mm-hmm. We had the final trailer for Kingsman.
Oh, that came out?
Yeah, it came out.
Yes, so it looks really good.
Like, I will say this. I like, what's his name, Matthew Vaughn. I like his style of, like, directing, his style of shooting. I will say, for me, Taron Egerton made the first two films. Like, his character is central to me. Mm-hmm. So to give me a prequel, even though it might be good, I'm not saying it's going to be bad, but the catalyst to me is Taron, especially with him coming off. An Oscar nomination and all this kind of stuff, to do a prequel with him not in it, I'm kind of like, okay.
Well, see, you know what that is,
to me, I think they needed. I think they needed to do at least one more film before you give us the prequel.
But you know what that is, though,
You had two films, and then you give us a prequel. It's a little too soon for me. Yep.
That is called building a story. So you understand why the Kingsmen are who they are.
You don't mansplain to me. I understand what they're doing.
I'm not mansplaining.
I'm going back to what we were talking about before with DC.
I just don't like it.
trying to think, was there anything else movie wise that we got announcements?
There's been a longer.
What? I said I got a TV show news that I'm mad about right now.
Okay, go ahead and shoot. Go ahead and shoot.
I just found out it's a TV show that I watch with my mom called Council of Dads.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's an amazing show. And I just found out they just wrapped their first season, and NBC was like, "Yeah, we ain't gonna renew y'all."
NBC does not give.
Oh my god!
You can't show a black father being in a positive light,
bro. You understand? I'm like, what? So like,
being liked by multiple other people.
Me and my mom have great conversations about this TV show. It's so good. It's smart. It's written smart. All the actors are great, like even the kids. One of the leads is a young black woman who is crushing all her scenes, like crushing everything.
Yeah.
And I
told you she was good.
Yeah, you did. And I give you props for that. Yeah, you did. Appreciate it. Tweeted NBC, like, what the fuck? I was so mad. And it's like in all caps too. And I'm like so mad. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, wasn't a lot of cops or you know, fires or fucking medicine being thrown
Chicago.
Goddamn show.
It wasn't Chicago enough.
You see what I'm saying? I was like, what is the issue? And I guess it's because like the show takes place in Savannah, Georgia, and I think that's where they are shooting it. Mm. And supposedly, because like even the showrunners don't really know. They're like, supposedly, I guess money issues was an issue, and NBC was just like, yeah, I don't want to pay for it no more.
And that's crazy because Atlanta has crazy, Georgia has crazy tax breaks for films because that's where most of the Marvel films are shot. Oh my fuck.
Go ahead and pick it up, Tyler. So bad news.
Uh-oh.
Tenet got pushed back to August 12th instead of July 31st. Inception, the re-release is going to be, it was July 17th, but now it is July 31st. What you got?
I'm still seeing that. I can't wait to see that.
So, of course, they find a way to screw up another TV show. Superman and Lois, which will be on the CW.
Yep. I just saw that.
We'll have a Lex Luthor from a different world. Did we not just solve this problem crisis?
Come on, man. John Cryer killed that shit, man.
And now, Lex Luthor is going to looks like he's going to be a black man.
He's going to be a black guy, but come the fuck on.
You know what? Even though that's progression and everything, look, I came in with low expectations when I heard John Cryer, fucking Ducky, Allen, from 2 and a Half Men is playing Lex Luthor. Get the fuck out of here. I ate my words on this podcast that he completely turned me on to him being one of the best live action versions of Lex Luthor we have ever had. He was everything I love in Lex Luthor.
I knew the moment they said that John Cryer was going to be Lex Luthor on Supergirl, I was like, oh, he about to crush. I called this stuff. When people, when Heath Ledger got casted the Joker, you know how many people was like, oh my God, the dude from Brokeback Mountain? I was like, he's going to crush.
I was one.
So I was like, he's going to crush this.
I ate my words.
So I want to know, who are they going to cast?
I have no idea.
I always felt like Lex Luthor was supposed to be black anyway, because every cartoon, he was black. I don't care.
He kind of was.
Look, real talk, when the Superman animated series, when that first came out, I could have swore that he was black.
I
thought he was black all up and down. I never seen somebody that tan that wasn't black.
So before I get up to the next thing, I'm gonna jump to, because I want to look up who's supposed to be playing Lex Luthor. Parks. What is he from? Oh my! From All American. One of the guys from All American is playing Lex Luthor.
I've heard
Parks.
About the show.
First of all, don't be that disrespectful. He has been in other stuff besides All American, and All American is a good fucking show. Don't. But you're not gonna disrespect All American like that.
Wait, what's his name?
You ride or die for All American.
Wole Parks from All American.
Whoa there.
You're not gonna sit here and disrespect him like that.
I mean, it's another football show. Woo.
It's the game in high school.
No, exactly.
I'm joking.
No, it's not the game in high school.
There's a source saying that Michael Keaton's in being Batman is going to be in The Flash is a setup for a Batman Beyond movie in 2023. And Keaton wants Burton to direct the movie.
Wants who?
Burton. Tim Burton.
It's been like a decade or two or something like that.
If he could do Batman Beyond, I wouldn't mind it.
Mm-hmm. It's almost been like 2 decades. I mean, let's give him another chance. It ain't gonna hurt nothing. You can't. DC already a shit show. Just give me whatever now. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
In all actuality, you could still do that version of Superman Lives. You got Burton, you got Michael Keaton, and you got Nicolas Cage.
And you showed his world in the crossover.
I mean, they all will still be down for Chris. I mean, Nicolas Cage literally got paid, I think it was $10 million for nothing. He got a pay-or-play contract, which means he got his money regardless. So I don't think he's going to turn down even more money. That still might not happen.
Okay, I want to get back on this Hellstrom thing because we kind of sped past it.
Can we say this for the next podcast, though?
Sure.
Wrapping up
sure.
Right now? Or did y'all still want to go?
I have no problem with it because we also had something about I know the guy from who did Extraction is doing Highlander.
Highlander, honestly, is something that should have been more popular in the last like decade and a half with like Game of Thrones and Sword and Sandal stuff coming back into popularity. Yeah, seeing Highlander again would be cool.
Cut. Thank you. All right. So we're 1:20. Me and La had a topic that we were supposed to do today. Do you guys want to do it? I mean, we're running into pretty long, and I feel like we will kind of rob ourselves if we try to rush it.
Right.
Yeah, so and that's the case. How about next time we just start off with the team and then go into it?
Yeah, let's start off with that.
Okay. That sounds great. Since it's been already been an hour and 20, let's close out. Let's get everyone's socials and everything like that. Let's start off with you, La. What's going on?
You can find me on everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Black Girl Marvel right now. Oh, you found me on YouTube, too.
I was about
Black
to say.
I know, I almost forgot about that. I have my part one and part two of The Force Awakens. It's already out on YouTube.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy that.
I have The Last Jedi coming soon.
Oh, please, if you ever get a chance, I would love to do that review with you for The Last Jedi or The Last Rise of Skywalker. I would love to be a part of that.
Wait, which one? Rise of Skywalker or Last of Jedi?
Because you said both.
which one do I hate more? Last Jedi.
Okay. All right. All I have to do is, like, arrange my notes, and then I'll be ready. So, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and has everybody seen Knives Out?
No, yeah. I have to finish it. I started the movie. It's really, really good.
Oh, my God. Please,
okay. Okay. I would love to do that then. I'd love for us to do a review on that for the next episode also, because I would love to hear y'all opinion on that film.
I'll watch this weekend.
From what I saw, the movie is fucking good.
Being that it's made by Rian Johnson and show that one movie can be shit, other one can be really good.
Well, okay, what's we're not going to do movie? That. We're not going to do that.
What's the other movie?
The Last Jedi. He's the one that directed and wrote.
We're not doing that.
Okay. So Tesla, what you got going on? What's your socials? I know you got an album coming
everywhere
out.
Everywhere at J Tesla, JayTezla. The final beat of year two, week two, comes out today or tomorrow. So when you guys hear this, it'll be RB out. Mm-hmm. Next week's will be the cutting room floor of the upcoming album, In Brightest Day. So all the beats that you'll hear for next week's beat pack will all be beats that did not make the cut.
Can we get a listening party for us? Can the three of us get a listening party?
Sure. I can.
He be playing us.
If we're big enough to, you know, listen to it.
I mean, us little people, we can't listen to your album before anyone else does.
Really? Yes. Really? Okay, let's talk offline about this listening party, you jackasses.
All right. It'd be great
if you could share the show out too, Doug.
Well, I mean, you all blow my page up so much with that. I don't need to share it. Like, it's just there. It's everywhere. We out here, as the children would say.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Hey, can I be on your intro? Like, can I be on some Diddy shit on your intro?
No, because Diddy likes to take things over and then ruin artists.
As we proceed to give you what you need,
because he give them one hot album and then they gone. So yeah, everywhere on that. No new blog post this week. So yeah.
All right. Let's go. Chaos from far away at the payphone.
What a. Hey man, you know I'm Victor Sweet, so you know I gotta be on the payphones doing my deals and whatnot.
Have you seen those commercials for your Victor Sweets, by the way? For little sweets.
They got new ones now?
Yes, it's for like the cream soda one.
Oh, I'm gonna check those shits out, man. I love Justin Garini's little sweets. Like those shits was cold. You can find me everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I do have some videos up on YouTube at Team Chaos. You can also find me on the Wakanda Podcast is this Facebook page and group. They are a little different, but they are still the same. You should subscribe to both of them. We love lively conversations. I am finishing up this month my 30-day movie list. So coming in July, I'll be doing an episode going over every one of my picks for the last 30 days of movies that really mean a lot to me, and the movies that have influenced my life and my love of film. So that'll be coming within the next couple weeks.
And I can tell you why they're trash.
Chaos, we're going to talk right after, because I just found something big out that you might want to hear.
All right, so moving on. Sounds good. In my stuff, you can find me at Facebook at Mark McKinney. Of course, you can find me also on Facebook at What Kind of Podcast Group Is This, as well as the page, just like Chaos said. Also, you can find me at Blacklist Gamers. That is my gaming channel. We haven't been doing any gaming as of lately, but that is still our gaming channel. Not part of What Kind of Podcast, but it is a gaming channel that I have with a few of my other friends. I have other friends. on oh, wow. Twitter.
You had to say it like that, though.
He did, but he did anyway.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful. And then you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. The Blacklisted, no, not the Blacklisted. That would have been actually interesting. No, but the red-faced monster. And is there anything else I need to say?
Everybody that's listening to this too, give us a review on whatever platform you're listening to.
We would really appreciate it. We
are growing the audience. We see the numbers. We see the episodes are getting a little more traction, and we really appreciate everybody that takes time out of their day to listen to the four of us just talk crazy shit on the internet. But if you could give us a review and a like on whatever platform, we really would appreciate it. That way more people can get into it. And don't forget, like, share, and subscribe it to anybody you know that would love content like this.
I
got something to add real quick.
Go ahead.
That I didn't know.
Throw it on the Barbie.
What's today? The 25th? So I just happened to just be, because I went on YouTube to follow Chaos, because I wasn't following him. And I just happened
I saw
that the two-part episode of Doom Patrol season 2 came out today.
I gotta watch season one first, so I guess I will be doing that.
I'm gonna get caught up on Stargirl in that.
I take that back. Actually, the first three episodes came out today.
What?
Oh, that sounds good. I'll be watching.
How did we miss that?
Is that on Max or is that just on the DC?
Honestly, I don't know because I'm just looking it up right now. Because I was on, like I said, I was on YouTube and one of my favorite reviewers, they're reviewing Doom Patrol season 2 episode 1, and I was like, hold the phone, didn't even know it was back.
Yeah, it's on Max. Three episode premiere.
I'm dying right now. That's about to be the first thing I'll watch when I get over here.
And for anyone that is scared of getting Max, if you have YouTube TV, you can get Max through there. So you don't have to get a whole different app in order to watch HBO Max.
If you have a cable provider and you're already paying for HBO, you can get Max. If you're using Go already, you can get Max. It's the same account.
Well, I'm just talking for the people that, you know, don't want to use a cable box anymore because, you know.
Okay.
Thanks for telling me that, though, Mac. Because you know how many people I know to be like, so I got to rebuy this thing all over again? I'm like, if you got Go, you got Max.
And as well, just a tidbit about cable. You can get an all-internet package and still have, like, cable parts of it, too. But I'm not going into all of that.
What a shill.
But like we always say, at the end of our podcast, you ain't gotta go home, but you definitely gotta get the fuck out of here. I have spoken. This is the way.
Peace. I just love how he says